Mix 97. Good morning. It is 8:40. I'm Sean Kelly with Arlena Kane. We've got a really cool story to share with you about someone that is very environmentally friendly, and she started a business with
She's very eco-friendly, very green. She upcycles from wrecking yards. She owns Barking Up the Green Tree. Paula Sarah joins us this morning. Good morning, Paula Sarah.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on. It's such a treat on this gray day.
Wow, this is a great story. So environmentally friendly. Now, so you go into like a boneyard, and there's a 1983 Pontiac there, and you have a jackknife, and you're cutting the seatbelts out of it. Is that how it works?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I've done it. I have gone into a scrapyard. It's funny because the look on me, you want to do what? And so I go in there and I chop them out. I'll have work boots on, safety to a certain degree. I've run away from bees. This has been fun.
Wow.
It's kind of a dangerous job, right?
Hardcore. I'm not prissy. I might live in the city, but I can get in there and scrap out because it's worth it. I don't want these to rot. It's something that...
Paula, when you get the, retired seat belts, you're making them into dog leashes and the whole bit.
Yes, I am. There's great people out there making them into purses, but I love dogs.
Yeah.
And the nice thing is with the size of collars that I make, I get to use the pieces that would otherwise be thrown out. So that's where I expanded into using car seat straps.
Good for you.
Perfect. They're lightweight. They're durable. They're designed for children and babies, which are very important.
Yeah, what's great?
For babies, dogs.
You do the dog collars. You do the dog leashes. You even make yoga straps for yoga mats. You make green-friendly dog treats. You make dog balls. Like, there is so much that you do, and it's all environmentally friendly, all eco-friendly.
It is. It is, because why not? That's my thing. It's so for me, it's easy to come up with these ideas and envision how to do it. So why not?
And you said you can make 100 dog leashes in one day when you're really like set to task and sewing your heart out. But you go through a process of like cleaning, disinfecting, doing this whole drying process and making sure that everything's a quality product before you even do that. So it's quite a tedious amount of work even prepping before that.
Oh, the sewing is the easy part. It's the prep work. It would actually be easier to buy a new roll of webbing. It would.
That's okay.
But that just goes against who I am. I just can't. I can't.
Well, you are certainly thinking out of the box for this one, Barking Up the Green Tree. Thank you so much. Where can people follow you on Facebook?
Nice and easy. At Barking Up the Green Tree, they can follow us on Pinterest, Facebook, Twitter. I'm not as good as about that. But Instagram, there'll be some silly moments. And our website we've got our landing page up, but we've been rebranding to show more of the health and wellness of the home and the dogs and their humans.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Because it's not just one aspect or the other. We want to spark that we never thought about and give you some options on how to make small changes, big changes, or something that helps you out in your home with your animal.
Big question for you this morning here with Mix 97, Paula, is which car company makes the best seatbelts? Is it Ford, GM, Chrysler, or Toyota?
Mercedes.
Oh gosh. I could hear my father in my head saying, say Chrysler, because he was a Chrysler man. But to be honest, the seatbelts are pretty much all the same. You can't tell. Yeah. You get in there, it's either like, really, people, you never vacuumed out your vehicle? That's just nasty. Or then there's people like, did you ever drive in the vehicle?
Or did you ever use the seatbelt?
Yeah.
Like, it's not even warm.
Like, really? Really? Like, wow. Man. Like, what happened? Did this fall off the truck?
Thanks for the conversation, Paula. Good stuff.
Thanks so much, Paula
Sarah. Thank you so much. Have a great morning.